Luke 22:19, and he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Quite often at the Lord's table, and rightly so, we focus on that phrase, "in remembrance of me." We do these things because, I don't know about you, but if it's more than 5 minutes ago, sometimes I forget things. But every 7 days, we get an opportunity to remember the body and blood of our Lord and Savior. The Apostle Paul, we don't know exactly when, but he recounts for us in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." And that's the verse I wanted to really look at and look at three different parts of that. He said, "as often." Acts 20 and verse 7 tells us that the disciples came together on the first day of the week to break bread. We understand that was participating, commune with one another in remembrance of the Lord's Supper. In 1 Corinthians also, in chapter 11, verse 24, in the beginning of verse 25, "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood.' So, eat this bread and drink this cup." Not just any ordinary bread, not just any ordinary cup and filled with liquid, but that semblance of the body of Christ that was beaten and bruised and crucified for us. That idea of the blood that flowed from that cross. And the last part of 1 Corinthians 11:26, he said, "You proclaim the Lord's death." So all of those things, as we bring to our minds, bring to our remembrance, but there's something that we do too. We proclaim. That idea of proclamation, meaning to announce, to declare, to preach, to make known openly. One of the things that the Apostle Peter did on Acts 2 and verse 31, on that day of Pentecost, he was talking about David when he mentions he, that is David, foreseeing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of the Christ, that his soul was not left in Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. Peter was proclaiming about the resurrection, about the death of Jesus Christ. That's what we do each and every week. As we observe these things to the outside world, we are proclaiming to them, we believe in the resurrection and the power of the resurrection. Acts 4 and the beginning of verse 33, "And with great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus." And lastly, in Romans 6 and verse 5, "For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection." We proclaim those things in being disciples of his as we gather around this table.